What I mean by telling someone blurry truth is that you tell someone something that is true for you, but you don't give them too much information. You want to tell the truth because you want to hold on to your integrity, which means you want to be whole. Wholeness and integrity are the same thing. We want to practice these principles in all our affairs, as it says in step 12. And that's what we're talking about when we say that we want to be in integrity. We're talking about living in integrity, being whole. It is a lot easier to stay sober, abstinent, clean, and all that stuff when you are in your integrity. Hi, I'm Barb Nangle. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Fragmented to Whole, Life Lessons from 12-Step Recovery, where I help people heal their emotional, psychological, and spiritual wounds and make deep, lasting changes in their lives. I'm the founder and CEO of Higher Power Coaching and Consulting, LLC, where I coach people on how to develop healthy boundaries. On this podcast, I share my experience, strength, and hope from recovery. I don't support or endorse any particular 12-step recovery fellowship, and I don't claim to speak for any particular 12-step fellowship. I also don't believe that 12-step recovery is the only way to recover. You might need additional help. My hope is that you'll find my words concretely helpful in improving your life, whether you're in recovery or not. If you like what you've heard on this episode, please screenshot it and share it on social media. And if you do, please be sure to tag me at Higher Power Coaching. This is episode 189, How to Hold On to Your Integrity, Set Boundaries Using Blurry Truth. I came up with this notion of, quote, blurry truth a few weeks ago when I was talking with a sponsee. But before I get into what the hell that is and what I think it means and how I think it will be helpful to you, I want to share something first. My brother hit what I would call an adult child bottom, and I'm not going to go into any detail about what that looked like because that's his story to tell. Let's just say his life became unmanageable to the nth degree. But what I want to share about is how it affected me. What I'm about to tell you is like miracles squared. When I found out about his situation, I had zero impulse to rescue, fix, or save him. And my internal system stayed regulated throughout the whole thing. That is, I did not have an emergency inside my body when all this was going on. And this is just unfucking believable. This has everything to do with my recovery. I am changed because of my recovery. Because I did all of those things in my life before recovery. I felt responsible to help, rescue, fix, and save people, even those I didn't know, but especially those in my family. And all the while I was in those modes, my entire body was on alert. I was in fight or flight mode, but not this time. One of the ways that I used to attempt to rescue, fix, and save my brother for decades was that I gave him all kinds of suggestions about what he could be doing or what he should be doing. This was particularly in regard to his employment. And me giving him all of that unsolicited advice was just incessant. I remember this one time long before recovery that my dad said to me, you know, I keep giving Steve all this advice, but he's not taking it. And I responded with, well, why don't you stop giving him advice? It didn't occur to me at the time that I was doing the same damn thing. It wasn't until I got into recovery that I realized, oh, this is me giving him unsolicited advice about how I think he should be living his life. So the fact that I had zero impulse to do any of that is a complete miracle. Instead, I just listened to him. At one point in the conversation, I did say, hey, I'm going to say this to you just one time, and I am not going to bring it up again unless you do. And then I carried the message of recovery to him. I offered to send him a book and told him about a podcast I think would be helpful. And he was actually open to those and agreed to let me send him the book. And that was all I shared. Now, the previous parts of the conversation before I got to that consisted of me validating his feelings and affirming him. I didn't even ask him any questions. I just let him tell me what he wanted me to know. Now, I don't know what's happening at this point. That was almost 2 weeks ago. I no longer have a way to reach him, and I am not freaking out about it. He knows how to reach me if he wants to. I continue to pray for him when I think about him. But that's where things stand as of now. So I just wanted to let you know that that happened. And I really get on a deep level, it's not happening to me. I also get that I need to accept the things I cannot change, which is that my brother has his own path. And I've had the courage to change the things I can, which is my patterns of behavior. And I am super grateful for all of you in recovery, especially those of you who've been here longer than me, that kept these programs going so that when I came along, they were still here and going strong to be able to teach me all of the amazing things that I learned in recovery, many of which I am now passing on through this podcast. All right, that being said, let's move on to the topic at hand, this notion of blurry truth and how it can help you hold on to your integrity. This came up when I was talking with a sponsee a few weeks ago, and I made up this concept of blurry truth, but I forgot all about it until yesterday when I was having coffee with a friend who's in relapse, and I remembered it, and he also found it to be really helpful. And as soon as I started telling him about it, I was like, I think I need to do a podcast on that. So I made up this concept of blurry truth to explain some things to these folks, and I think it could be helpful to others too. What I mean by telling someone blurry truth is that you tell someone something that is true for you, but you don't give them too much information. You want to tell the truth because you want to hold on to your integrity, which means you want to be whole. Wholeness and integrity are the same thing. I will link episode 39 in the show notes. It's all about that. We want to practice these principles in all our affairs, as it says in step 12. And that's what we're talking about when we say that we want to be in integrity. We're talking about living in integrity, being whole. It is a lot easier to stay sober, abstinent, clean, and all that stuff when you are in your integrity. So tell the truth, because lying chips away at your integrity. It chips away at your wholeness. But sometimes whatever you've got going on is no one else's business. So how do you manage that? Well, this is where a blurry truth comes in. That is, you say something that's true, but doesn't give a look inside, so to speak. One of the ways that I've learned to do that is to say something like, I'm uncomfortable. It's the truth that I am uncomfortable, and I have not compromised my integrity by saying something that is untrue, and yet I have made the truth blurry. The other person can't see through what I've said to figure out all the details. Now, sometimes I say I'm uncomfortable and nothing more because I'm not really sure exactly what the discomfort is. Sometimes I say I'm uncomfortable and nothing more because I don't know how to say more in a way that is not harmful to the other person or to me. Or I don't know how to do it without making myself unnecessarily vulnerable. The idea here is that telling the truth is super fucking important, because when you start lying, it's such a slippery slope to so many other really unhealthy behaviors. And when you don't have integrity, it is impossible to stand tall and stand your ground because you have cracks in your foundation. when you don't have integrity, you have cracks in your foundation, which means you are not coming from a place of wholeness. The sponsee that I was talking to originally when I came up with this idea is a young person who's in treatment, and her mom is footing the bill for the treatment center. And her mom feels that pretty much anything about the sponsee is her business. But the reality is the sponsee gets to have some privacy. She was trying to decide how to handle it when her mom asks her all the details of what she's doing in her groups and what kind of meeting she goes to and all that stuff. And she doesn't want to keep everything from her mother, but she wants to keep some things to herself for her own privacy. She's had an enmeshed relationship with her mother for her entire life. And so I came up with this idea of the blurry truth, because this young woman has been working on shoring up her integrity. And her history has been either giving her mother way too much information, which puts her in harm's way, makes her feel vulnerable to her mom in ways she's not comfortable with, or lying to her mother and making shit up as a way to put up a boundary with her mother. Now, this is really common, lying as a way to set boundaries with others. I used to do the same thing. I'd lie to people because I didn't know how to set boundaries and I didn't know how to directly communicate difficult information. I just didn't feel self-assured enough to be able to tell the truth. Like, maybe I couldn't say things like, this isn't working for me, or I'd rather not. Instead, I lied and I blamed things on other people, or I said yes when I really wanted to say no. Then, as I got better at setting boundaries and realized that dishonesty was just not working for me, I started saying, I'm uncomfortable, as a way to state the facts without giving too much information. But I didn't think of it as blurry truth until I was talking to this young woman a few weeks ago. And I remembered it yesterday when talking with this friend who's in relapse. He is on a slippery slope of dishonesty and realizes that that is just not working for him. And so I remember this notion of blurry truth, which is where you can hold on to your integrity and still tell the truth, but you can keep the truth blurry so the other person doesn't get too much information, and it still sets a boundary for you. It allows you to keep stuff private that you don't want to share, but you can still be in your integrity. Now, there might be other ways of sharing, quote, blurry truth with people other than saying, I'm uncomfortable. But I hope you get the point that lying is not going to serve you in the long run. Your integrity really matters. And learning how to set healthy boundaries is all about living in integrity and living your life on purpose as the authentic person you really are and deserve to live as. I was recently reminded by a friend that when I first started recovery, I didn't feel lovable. I almost can't believe that I used to feel that way, and that I kind of forgot something so profound, because I truly love myself now. And I want that for everybody. If you don't love yourself, there's literally nothing that can make up for that. I created something exclusively for my private clients, since many of them don't love themselves. And I've now opened up my private vault to share it with up to 10 people individually. It's called the Self-Love Sprint. You'll grow to love yourself and truly feel worthy, so you can stop saying yes when you really want to say no. Stop neglecting yourself and putting everyone else first. Stop saying all kinds of nasty shit to yourself. That is not what people who love themselves and feel deserving do. You'll stop being afraid that others will think that you're selfish for taking time to care for yourself. This is also for you if you don't really know who you are, because you've always been such a fucking chameleon. Go to higherpowercc.com/lovesprint. Remember, I'm only offering 10 of these, so don't wait. If you like this podcast, and I'm guessing you did, or you wouldn't still be listening, then you're gonna love the other things I have to offer. If you'd love pre-release podcast scripts and episodes before anyone else gets them, or if you'd love access to content from my private vault that I developed exclusively for my private clients, which is like having a work session with me without me actually being there, go to patreon.com/higherpowercoaching. There are three tiers ranging from as low as $4 up to $24 a month. You'll also love my weekly newsletter, Friday Fragments, which has content very similar to the podcast. You can check it out at fridayfragments.news. That's fridayfragments.news. Please like and subscribe to my podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. I'd also love it if you'd leave a review, which you can do either in the show notes or on Apple Podcasts. It really helps other people find my podcast so they can get the benefits you've gotten from listening. If someone came to mind when you listened to this particular episode, please share it with them. And my favorite place to hang out on social media is Instagram. I'm at Higher Power Coaching. Please DM me there. I'd love to hear what you got from this episode. I run group and private coaching programs on building healthy boundaries. Whether you need help with boundaries in your personal, professional, or romantic life, I can help. Head on over to barbchat.net, where you can hop onto my calendar for a free 30-minute Better Boundaries consultation. My ideal client is someone who is ripe for change. If that's you, I would love to work with you. My goal with all my work is to help you make lasting changes in your life like I've made deep, lasting changes in my life. Remember, it's never too late to recover. No one is beyond hope, and healing is possible. Thanks for listening.